You are listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the TV talk show formula where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of on the IBGR network. This is episode number 10. And today we're talking about define your audience now, especially if you're just getting started. Welcome to the show. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan O'Segara, TV producer and international TV talk show host. And my TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives and counting globally. It gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. And remember that you can easily follow the plan at tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you would like direct live support from us for your business TV talk show, then you can contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info.
Info. Yay. So to start this episode, as we usually like to do, is a focus quote. This one is by Yahoo Serious. I'm not sure who that is.
I don't know who. But we know they're serious.
And we love the quote. And it says, find your own specific voice in filmmaking and go for it. Either people will get it or they won't. And that's what it's all about. And so here we go into episode 10. It's kind of, what do they call those quotes where it does, it's a circle quote. It says, it tells you one thing, but then it tells you the other thing. And we say it's both okay. And it really is.
Yeah. Yes. And of course, this is filmmaking, but you know, we're talking about TV talk show making. It's all relevant. But what we like about this quote is that part of the process of being specific is specifically to weed out the people that are not specific to what you're talking about.
Yeah. There's a saying in sales that the faster you can get to know, the better.
Yes, I've been reminding myself of that lately.
And oh yeah, because the fence sitters will not give you any good feedback on, am I doing this right? Am I connecting? And so really the reason for this episode is that in order to become a person worth watching, you need to get specific about who might be searching for your expertise. I've said it before on many of my podcasts, how impactful it was when a mentor told me that your message might be the same as other people in the world, but there are individuals who are just waiting to hear your message with your voice. They will only hear your voice. And that really.
And it could also be that you're the one who's the tipping point where they've been hearing the idea, the message, the information from many sources, but then finally it resonates best with you, because of how you are and who you are and how you speak and what you're saying and even what you're not saying, right? Is all these aspects. And this is why it's so important, because we never know when we are going to be that tipping point person that aligns with that kind of ideal client that we want to serve.
Yeah. And it is all about service when we talk about, because there's people that talk about target market and there's a lot of pushback into, they're people, it's not a target. And when we were on the last episode and we had talked about your future audience, getting really specific is important, but not yet. It was just this idea that if you want to be as successful as you possibly can, you really need to get comfortable with the idea that you're going to choose. And you know, in the last episode, you and I were talking about how a lot of our clients have a big resistance to choosing. Mm-hmm. And this is, So, you know, really.
I'm laughing because I know what that's like personally. I've been going through that myself recently with a different project I'm working on. And I know that I need to be specific. And yet it's kind of a journey, right? Of going through the process. But it's so important because it's the launch pad. It gives you the language, really specific language, and it makes things so much better and easier and clearer for the people who you want to attract. There's less confusion. And
Thank
when
you
you
for
don't do
saying
this,
that. That's the clarity. Oh my gosh.
when you're trying to reach everyone, you might think you sound great and people might like what you're doing, but they're not raising their hand to work with you because
Because
they're
you're so
not
vaguely
totally clear.
specific, that they're going to be vaguely interested. They're not getting anything to really sink their teeth into.
Right. It's like, it's nice. It might be inspiring even, but it isn't enough to get them to say, oh, yes, please. Where do I, what's next? How do I
Take
sign
me
up or
to the next step.
take me, beam me up. Yes.
And so I deal with it in the podcasting world. You deal with it with TV talk show hosts. There's so many of these budding creatives, hosts who refuse to define an ideal audience because they're afraid of missing out on potential viewers and clients. And the truth is, you need to speak to the struggles and aspirations of your viewers using their language if you want to grow your viewership. And you can only do that when you identify your ideal viewer with as much detail as possible.
There's no escaping it. Well, there
No
is, and then it's
escaping.
just
That's for me.
if you try to escape it, you're not going to get to where you want to be, and we want you to get to where you want to be. So get specific.
It's not about putting you in a box, anyone in a box. It's not about that. I think it was in the last exercise or coming up. I've lost track of where we are, but there's these three buckets. Yeah, that's coming up. Of what you can do. You ask yourself these questions, and you get a piece of paper, list it out. In column one, who would you work with for free? Column two, who would you work with at a reduced cost? Column three, who would I work with if they were willing to pay full price? And the big surprise is your ideal audience might not be who you think it is.
Yes. So this is, I know we've talked a lot about this in preparing for this episode. And I would love for you to define what you mean by these three categories. And I think especially when you say, who would I work with for free? Because it's not, it's, I know that's what we're saying, but how you describe this really makes so much sense. Could you talk about that?
Sure, I'd love to. But before I get into that, though, make sure you subscribe to the TVTalkShowFormula.com and get so you don't miss an episode. All of the steps are important. And at any time, if you want support from us for your TV talk show, contact us at TVTalkShowFormula.info, and we'll be happy to walk you through any of these steps individually, have that conversation. So for me, when I talk about free, my passion work is to work, it's transformational coaching, change. That's my sweet spot. So I want to work with world changers and help them make a bigger impact. They must be able to pay full price to work with me, but I would work with them for free. I have worked with them for free. If they can't pay full price, I do mission work, basically, a kind of scholarship, so to speak. And so for me, free is transformational coaching. Reduced price is business owners who are coachable and have a world changer mission. So that first, the transformation, the heart-centered, big, I want to make a difference in the world. Second is I'm a business owner and I have a mission to make a difference. And so that's who I would work with for reduced price. I'm not saying I will, but I could. And then full price is if I go into sales training or working with other business owners or any of the other skills that I have that I could do, like life, well, I won't do life coaching or relationship coaching. I could, I
Perfect.
have, it's just not my sweet spot.
Right. Yeah, I love that. And I think it's really important to be clear on the who won't you work with? This just happened to me this week. Someone, wanted marketing support and copywriting support and a lot of the things that we're doing to create this podcast. And can I do these things? Will I do them for me and my projects? Yes. But do I want to coach someone else on that? Absolutely not. And they got mad at me. Seriously mad at me because I said no, like kindly, but that's not what I do. And here's some places you can go. There's other people for that. So it's so important to be clear. Because then you feel resentful when you take things on like that, and it's not your sweet spot.
And it's just this idea of you are in the business that you're in because you have a passion to do something with someone. So I just put these people in a column based on your the return on investment. You invest time into them, and would you do that for free? Because you're getting enough energy back even without the payment. To be clear, I'm not saying do this for free. What I'm saying is, what does your heart say? And that's usually a good place to start.
I recommend it.
Yeah. So what kind of action do we want them to take this week, Declan?
So to be clear, we're inviting you to make your list, right? And with these four buckets, and to think about who are the kinds of people that could be into these buckets. And then we want you to choose a particular type of viewer that you do want watching you. So dun dun dun, process of elimination.
Yeah.
And we want you to write down how they connect with your purpose, your mission, and your values, right? So you're defining your ideal audience in this case. So we're taking you another step further into getting that clarity. And I can't stress enough how important this step is. Really, anything else that we have to say to you, if you're not willing to do this, it's all going to be nice information.
Yeah.
But it's not going to get you where you really want to be. So this is
No.
really kind of a turning point moment, I think, in this pro in our formula.
Yeah, and I want to say also that maybe you've done this before. Maybe somebody said, "Oh no, you can't. That can't be who you want to work with." Because I had that happen to me. I said I want to work with world changers. I was working with a marketing professional, and this professional said, "World changers? Nobody's going to resonate with that. You need to be a
Oh my God.
leadership coach." And I was like,
Oh my God. This has happened
"Okay,
to me too. Yes.
yeah." So go with your heart on this exercise. Really just intuition, heart, whatever, wherever you want to go. Don't listen to what they say. If anybody has ever talked you out of who you think your passion work is, just allow it to flow. And in the last 25 seconds, Declan, what do you got?
Oh yeah. Sometimes they tell you'll never make money doing that too. So
Yes.
turn that out. Don't listen to that. Listen to your heart. Exactly what she just said.
Yeah,
So we have to wrap up, but we're going to have more for you in the next episode. So
Yeah,
make sure to
thanks.
subscribe to tvtalkshowformula.com. And again, if you want support from us for your TV talk show, then contact us at tvtalkshowformula.info. We're going
And
to take
this
a
is
short break.
taking up episode 10, define your audience now, especially if you're just getting started. I'm Donna Cundy.
And I'm Declan O'Sagara, and if you can't tell, we're really excited to talk to you about these things.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.